in the Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nida Babli, Daf Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Beif Med Aleph at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, how is the law of Da'ashata? If she was sitting on a bed and dealing with Taharis, and she separated from them and then saw blood, she is Tameya, but all those Taharis are Tahirim. Even though they say that she is metame 24 hours retroactively, she counts 7 days of nida before mercing only from the time that she saw blood. Blazer says four types of women have the din of da'ashatam because they are musulakos dam, which means they normally wouldn't see blood in those situations, and they are a basula, a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, and a zakena, which will explain all these cases. And Rishua lo shamati ela basula. Rishua said, I only heard the case of a basula that she's da'ashata. However, the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says, I'm Rishua lo shamati ela basula. The Gemara says, Rishua says that I heard only that a basula is da'ashata. The halacha Rabbi Elazar, but the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar. Said to Rabbi Yeshua, we don't say that one who did not see the moon will come and testify, but rather one who saw the moon will come and testify. You didn't hear, but I heard. As long as the Blazer was alive, the halacha followed Rabbi Yeshua. After Rabbi Elazar died, Rabbi Yeshua caused people to conduct themselves like Rabbi Elazar. Man kaimin im b'shoshama Rabbi Elazar mipi eid mipi echad Rabbi Yeshua mipi shnayim ben mechayim ben achamisa tehi halachah Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara asked, what's the case? If Rabbi Elazar heard from one chacham and Rabbi Yeshua heard from two, both in his lifetime and after death, the halacha should follow Rabbi Yeshua. V'im b'shoshama Rabbi Yeshua mipi echad Rabbi Elazar mipi shnayim ben mechayim ben achamisa tehi halachah Rabbi Elazar. And if Rabbi Yeshua heard from one and Rabbi Elazar heard from two, both in his lifetime and after death, the halachah should follow Rabbi Elazar. This is like it was taught. If one says, I heard from two, and two says, we heard from one, the one who heard from two has greater strength than the two who heard from one, and all the more so here that the one heard from two and one heard from one. Ella, Ken Alan Kaiman, Veshavin, Ze Shoma Mipi Echad, Ve Shoma Mipi Echad, Ve Shoma Mipi Shnayim, Ve Shoma Mipi Shnayim. The answer is rather the case is that they are equal. He heard from one and he heard from one, or he heard from two and he heard from two. The Chayav Lo Yivar Da'atoi, La'achamisos Lo Yivar Da'atoi. In Rabbi Elazar's lifetime, Rabbi Yeshua did not agree with him, but after death, he agreed with him. Ma Chamis Meima B'Shoa Da'atoi. Why did he say after death that he agrees with him? The answer is like it was taught. Rav Meir says that the four women that Chachomim said that have a din of Da'ashaton, their stains are, because some of them are tummy retroactively, except to a young girl before the normal time to see, because she has no stains. And the Chacham say, the four women that Chacham said have a din of Da'ashata, the Ksamim are Tomei retroactively, but a young girl who reached the time to see, her stain is like her sighting. Just like her sighting is Da'ashata, also her Kesem is Da'ashata. Rabbi Yana says they need to teach a young girl to reach the time to see her stain is Da'ashata because her blood is common. Uma im ze shesir famotsei at ama Da'ashata, ele shein sir famotsei lekoshigen, mikan shira Da'ate. And we can infer now that since this young girl who reached the time to see that her blood is common, you say that her din is Da'ashata for her sighting, these four women whose blood is not common, all the more so they are Da'ashata for their sightings. From here we see that Rabbi Shua agreed with Rabbi Elazar.